Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. Hi, I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm from Earth, and if you haven't heard the podcast before, a little over a month ago, I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into this land called Foon, and luckily I'm getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I guess through like a tiny crack in the rift, the dimensional rift that's still there, and so I'm hosting a weekly podcast in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogface in the land of Foon. As always, my two co-hosts are with me, Chunt and Usidore. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
You just did.
I did.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius. Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yelluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hoobastanges. Stop saying Hoobastank. And I'm known in the Northeast as Gasmuenus Maystar. And there may be other names that you do not know yet. For there's great power in the words that leave my mouth. For they can form any sort of thing that I desire. By just saying a thing, I can make it sometimes, or manipulate it, or change it. I lost the train of thought on that one.
So, Chunt, I haven't seen you all week. We're not living together
Chunt's
anymore.
Chunt's up with that.
I know, Chunt's up with that. Now that I've been staying in the Vermilion Minotaur, I miss, you know, I know sometimes we...
Go, you're about to say it. Finish that sentence.
Okay, I was going to say, sometimes I know we have a little bit of a combative relationship, but I genuinely miss you.
I miss you, too.
I miss you, buddy.
I miss you.
What's going on? Chunt's up with you. Did I say that right?
You said that right, yes. I went on another date.
Oh, but please tell me you didn't go to Makeup
Point. We didn't go to Makeup Point. I'm trying to give that a little break. I was trying to pick up a monster, a Gila monster.
A Gila monster?
A beaded lizard.
Uh-huh. We have those in my world.
Oh, okay. Well, this isn't about you right now. Her and some of her friends were around a carcass, and they're sort of picking at it, trying to eat that, and I came up and was like, hello, I'm Chunt, enchanté. Which is in Foon, that means enchanted.
Really? In what language is that?
In Foonese.
Foonese?
And so I was trying to hit on this Gila monster and try and get, you know, something going. And some of her friends were just like, get out of it. Like, get out of here. You know how there's like always two bigger friends are like, get out of here.
Yeah.
So I struck up.
Oh, so it just did not get very far.
Obviously, I'm still a badger, so it did not get very far at all.
Well, just because you haven't engaged in the act of coitus does not mean you have not begun a relationship. If a relationship is just sex to you, then perhaps maybe that's part of the problem.
It could be. You got to learn to love yourself. Usidore.
I couldn't tell if he was making kissy noises or blighting his pipe.
No, he's
just blighting my pipe.
Usidore,
turn around and look at me.
Usidore, I actually have a question about your pipe.
Yes.
You smoke this. What is it that you're smoking, first of all?
Pipe weed.
Pipe weed.
Yes, of course.
Now, I've noticed that the smoke usually takes like sort of an evocative form, like a eagle or a dragon.
Oh,
yes. Is that something that the pipe weed does, or are you doing that?
Well, of course, it's me. I'm a wizard. If I'm thinking about, you know, a Gila monster, I go...
Aw, that's what you
good.
Look like. Yeah, that's
that is pretty good.
For. She's wearing lipstick, though.
I have to admit, I'm kind of impressed. So if I took up pipe weed smoking,
yes,
would I would not be able to do that.
No, you might be able to make a ring Some people can make rings, which is impressive, but not for a wizard, per se. Do you have pipeweed in your world?
I mean, we have different smokables. Some things are legal to smoke in our world. Some things are illegal to smoke in our world.
See.
For your own good.
And I suppose the Burger King has put down this dictate, this law, saying, do not smoke, for I am the king of burgers, and I shall have my way!
I'm just going to say yes. I'm just going to say yes. You know what? I feel we should get to our guests. Another week in a row, we have actual magical, I guess magical.
Every single week, we just spoke about the magical musings of my pipeweed. And then you insult me by saying that you've brought on someone magical.
You have a shapeshifter and a wizard every week.
Every single week.
See us for who we are, man.
You're right. I'm sorry. Anyway, I would love to get to know our two guests, Inta and Nerf, who are goblins, actual goblins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are goblins by birth.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Now, I know, I guess until recently, goblins weren't allowed in the Vermilion Minotaur. Only recently, the enchantment that keeps you out has been lifted on Sundays.
Exactly, which is great because Sunday's our day off.
It's our day off.
That's great.
This is nice.
I don't, now, I guess I generally know what a goblin is, you know, your sort of squat green creatures, but I don't, I'm so sorry, this is going to sound really uneducated, I don't know what the difference between a goblin and an orc is.
Oh.
Or a troll.
Well, there's differences.
There's differences, and we can't intermarry if that's the next question coming out of your mouth. No, we can't do that either.
Okay, I see. Now, and you two are married?
We are married.
That's so exciting. I feel like I haven't really met any married people with living spouses here in Foon yet.
Well, we just got married, and so you don't know what could happen in the next couple of minutes or...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
The next week...
Life is a little brutal here in Foon. It seems like people can die very quickly.
Very quickly.
Oh, yes.
It's a difficult life for sure. I believe Larry Bourbon was married many times.
Oh, yeah. Married many times. But are they still around?
No. He murdered them all.
No.
Yes.
Please, in the future, let me know in advance if I'm booking a guest that is a known murderer. A known multiple murderer.
I don't understand the workings of this show that you put on, so I didn't know that we weren't supposed to have murderers.
Okay, that's good to know. So, Inta and Nerf, tell me, what's your life like? What is a goblin's life like?
We have 17 beautiful kids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
17, is that a lot or normal for a goblin?
That's about normal.
That was just one litter, right?
Yeah, that was just one litter, so it is normal.
Goblins are an amorous people.
Okay. You guys don't touch each other so much.
Come on now.
And did the whole litter make it? Was it 17 originally?
Originally, I had 18 and a half. Yes, I lost one and a half.
Well, that's still a pretty
that's
good...
It's not surprising the half one.
I've got
no, that's true.
No, they were connected. It was one and a half goblin child. And the gestation period is very long. It's a month for each.
Yes.
So... With some basic math, we could figure out how long it was, but...
18 and a half months of a pregnancy. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some really real basic math.
Really basic.
Very basic.
It's really like more counting than math.
It's true.
To be perfectly fair.
That's true. So what is a goblin wedding like?
Oh, it's a huge celebration.
It's a big hoodoo. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of...
A lot of dancing, a lot of music, a lot of fights, a lot of blood.
Oh. Some murder.
Some murders. Ah. Some goblins come back to life. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yes, we do have that. We do possess that ability.
Is it hard to, like, cater a goblin wedding because you don't know between the deaths and the coming back to life how many people are going to eat?
Always times two.
Goblins are also very rude and often RSVP and then don't show up.
Oh.
Or they just show up.
But hopefully in the end it all evens out.
Well, and many run on...
a few human guests and probably a few shape changers, a few elves, something, you know. It all works itself out.
Yes. The shapeshifters are the hardest one to deal with because they can start the evening one way, meet someone, and then by the end of the night there's something different.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone to an event as like a horse and then ended the event as a... Oh, I don't know, a gopher or something?
One time I went to a wedding as a scorpion.
Oh.
I slept with a vampire.
Sure.
But on my way home, I ran into another scorpion and couldn't resist it. So within about a 3-hour span, I was a scorpion, vampire, back to scorpion.
But I thought it took like a fortnight for you to change forms.
There's exceptions.
Vampires. Vampires. There's all sorts of crazy rules around vampires. Oh, the
classic vampire exception.
Well, yes.
Yeah, of course. No, that totally makes sense.
Do you not believe me? Because the way...
I mean, as long as I've known you, you've been a badger.
I'm not just a talking badger, okay? I am a shapeshifter.
Okay, I know. I believe you. And you know what? I gotta be honest. I know it's important for you. You want to find somebody and move on and change forms. But I'm kind of not looking forward to you not being a badger. This is the face, the badgery face that I know.
Well, you don't know shapeshifters, as all of us do. They do always retain some element of their face. They're always recognizable. So you'll still know it's Chunt, even when he turns into a cow or...
Or a goblin.
Or a goblin.
Oh.
Are you into that sort of thing?
Well, I think I know your sisters. Is your sister Ina and Anta Aria?
Yes, Ina and Anta Aria.
Your two sisters, yeah.
Oh.
You're beautiful. You're just as beautiful as your...
Thank you. My sisters have larger horns.
I've never
insecure.
Noticed, honey.
I'm not a huge horn guy. I'm more of a buck guy.
Oh, okay.
This is a little...
I mean, really, the size of the horn is less important than sensitivity.
How sensitive the horn is?
Yes.
Some creatures will enhance their horns.
Yes.
Think you're getting a big set of horns. And then
how's that done, just out of curiosity?
I don't want to go into detail.
Some clay.
Clay.
Mold it around the horn. Just attempt to dry it out so it looks natural.
It looks like the key is to dry it out, honey. You got it.
So how did you guys meet?
There are several ways you can... start relationships in the goblin community. One is you can visualize your ideal partner. That partner will sprout out of your own body.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's convenient.
Yeah.
It's very convenient. The only danger with that is if you don't know yourself too well, you could sprout someone who's not very good for you.
Yeah. Did one of your kids attempt to visualize? Was that the 1.5?
No, that was just a horrible birth defect. Thanks for bringing it up.
Thank you very much.
Let's ixnay on the...
We named him.
Stillborn child.
We named him as well.
So did you, one of you, visualize the other, or is there... Or?
I visualized many partners that were not right for me. I didn't know myself yet.
So what happens? So if you visualize a partner and they come out of you and they're not good...
You kill them.
Oh.
You kill them, yes.
It's best to end it immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. You don't want to get your heart broken.
That's true. I guess if you don't kill them, then, you know, you're always sort of like going back to the relationship and drags.
And that is one major difference between goblins and orcs. The orcs cannot visualize their own mates. They mate in a much more traditional way that you would understand as a human. But another thing that differentiates them is that they are the servants of evil. Orcs are the most terrible and ugly, disgusting creatures that have been wrought upon this foon.
So orcs are evil.
Yes.
But goblins are...
Well, goblins can be evil, just like elves can be evil, humans can be evil, anyone can be evil.
Orcs can be evil, too, but I've known a pretty bunch of solid orcs.
I don't think so. Probably not.
I mean, Usador is kind of... He's a wizard. He's kind of old. You know, maybe it's a generational thing where he just can't accept that orcs aren't evil. Is that what we're dealing with?
Well, orcs aren't evil. They're made... And then enhanced by the Dark Lord to carry out his evil deeds. That's what they do.
See, I'm new to this world, so I have no idea whether the things Usador says are literally true or just crazy old man racist rambling.
How dare you?
About.
There's a little bit of both there. I mean, yeah, there are orcs that are bad orcs.
Sure.
But you can't judge all orcdom on just one bad orc.
All right, Grandpa. You know what? Let's take a quick break and let's refresh our drinks. And while we do that, I hope we have sponsors on Earth's side for this podcast, but I don't really know anything about that because I can't really have a hard time accessing the internet from here. But we do have a sponsor on the Foon side of this podcast. And so let's hear a little bit from Otok Barleyfoot, the owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Come to the Vermilion Minotaur. Fleas Day night, open mic night. Thorin's Day is Chunt night.
Who's he talking to, Arnie?
And we've got Rooster Feed on special. and barley wine by the gobletful. Vermilion Minotaur, home of Arnie's podcast. That should get some people in. Has anyone seen Activia? My daughter is missing.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Otaka Barleyfoot. We haven't really talked about this yet, Inta and Nerf. You haven't really been allowed in the Vermilion Minotaur until very recently.
Yeah, I think yes. We're the first goblins to be allowed in.
Well, there's an old rift between elves and goblins, and Otak being half-elf has some prejudice, unlike myself.
Do you guys find that you are frequently not allowed in places, or is it just like an elvish...
All the time.
It's a standard thing throughout Foon. Yeah. Yes, there's a underground goblin economy, mm-hmm. underground goblin entertainment
well,
business.
Don't you guys live underground?
Well, yes, yeah, but, yes.
But it's further underground.
Further underground. Yeah. We just have to make our own society in order to thrive because we're cast out of
right.
yeah. major oh, society.
We're not attractive. We're very amorous, especially in public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please, guys, stop talking.
That is.
Stop.
I'm yes. sorry. That is
it seems like, first of all, I've noticed, Nerf, that you found some clay during the break.
I did. Really this is very fresh.
Trying to sculpt your wife's horns.
Yes.
Making
yes.
them bigger.
Well, I found some
it's
really
difficult
good,
because my horns...
Big.
They're still lactating because I'm still oh, yeah. nursing oh. my 17.
Yes, that makes sense.
I get it. Yeah, it's yeah, not drying all
would anyone be interested in some goblin milk?
Is that a thing? Should I be?
I mean, may I take some for a potion I'm working on?
Please.
Thank you.
I should probably say no. I'm trying to be open to my experience here. And
easy on that, please. Don't damage the merchandise.
Jeez. That
thank
looks
you.
Like
that should
hurt.
Be plenty.
That looks like it hurt.
No, it's a natural milking process.
Yes. If you'd ever like more, please. I have.
You ever heard the expression
stash.
Punch the horn?
No, I haven't.
Thank
it's
you,
very
Inta.
Popular
thank
in Foon.
Excuse me, I gotta go punch the horn. You ever heard that?
No. Well, I guess I.
This guy doesn't.
So, you guys have an underground entertainment industry, you said?
Entertainment industry, yes. Yeah.
Before the children and just not having a lot of time, Nerf was a very well-known dancer.
Oh, really?
Oh, enough of that.
And that is how
if we sang, like if we had some music, would you dance? Maybe we could sing what? Seven Dragons and a Baby?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Move this table.
Oh, boy.
These chairs. And let's see. Move, babe, get out of the way. I need to sing. Thank you.
Seven dragons there were, and there was a baby. That's all.
He's really nimble for a goblin. It really moves. The spindly little legs on that. Oh, I thought he was going to hurt himself for a moment.
It's both beautiful and painful looking at the same
well,
time.
I didn't warm up.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to one day be able to dance here, but I understand that there's rules.
Oh, you should do it on Chunt's Night.
Chunt's Night?
I still don't understand what happens on Chunt's Night.
Well, you'd have to come. If you want to... Can you lift the spell on a Tuesday to have...
Certainly, of course.
I'd love to have you for Chunt's Night. It's just like a variety show.
No.
But there's more to it than that.
So if you...
Wink.
If, I don't. I think I'm not going to show up. I said before I'm not coming to
Chunt's
Night.
Well, you live here now.
That's true. I'm
going
to have to make a point of leaving. Yeah, I think I will.
The sounds you hear will entice you downstairs.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So you used to be a dancer. So what do you guys do now?
Well, we both work in the mine, in the goblin mine, mining coal and mining a variety of minerals,
diamonds,
quartz.
Wow, so pretty important like work for the Land of Foon, like getting these resources.
Yet we are only allowed in here on Wednesdays.
It's
on Sundays. Pardon.
Wednesdays is the other tavern.
The other tavern.
What is the other tavern in town? Should I check out the other taverns in town?
Oh, the Smoldering Widow?
The Smoldering Widow.
Yes. It's a much less, how do you say?
Reputable?
Yeah, much less reputable. Exactly.
It sounds less reputable.
Yes, exactly. All sorts of dark dealings go on in the Smoldering Widow.
The buffet is pretty good, though.
Yes, all the buffets.
Yes,
excellent.
They do have good food. I'm not going to lie about
it's
that.
It's a 4 a.m. pub, so it gets a little sloppy.
Yeah, it gets messy in there. I feel like this is my place. This is where I go to hang my hat. Everyone here knows my name.
That's true. When you walk in, people yell, Usador!
Usador! And then I yell it. And yeah. And then I...
Oh, and then you go through your full name.
Well, yes, they just say Usador as if that's the only part of my name. When I come in, they should say, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hootstanges. Then I'm known in the northeast as Gasmanus Mesar. And then there are even secret other names you may not know yet, for I am full of power, great power that cannot be.
I feel like if there were secret other names, he would not hesitate to say them. I think he's...
Perhaps these names are so powerful that I cannot speak them aloud.
Arnie, are you married?
I am. I am married. I have a wife and a child. I just recently had
my first child.
One
just
child.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. No. That's a good thing, actually. Yeah, in my world, it's very common to just have one child at a time. And if you have more than one at a time, it's actually scary. It's intimidating to have more than one at a time. So one child, and she's healthy and beautiful. And I'm really sad that I haven't seen her in over a month, basically. But yeah, my wife and my child are in Earth, and hopefully before too long I'll be able to...
Did you visualize your wife and grow her out of your body?
Her horns, what about her horns?
You know what? Human women don't have horns. I know, but you know what?
The Dark Lord shall be no more!
You spilled my drink.
I'm sorry about that. Let me get you another.
Thanks.
So, now that you are now that you have these 17 kids and you're newly married, like, what's ahead for you guys?
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, grow our family, obviously.
Right, yeah. You know, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get back to dancing one day.
Oh, I think you could.
I don't know.
I think you could.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You're still young. You're only 75.
Did you guys have a honeymoon?
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where did you go?
We went to the lake.
Yes, we just went to the lake.
Oh, lake.
I thought perhaps cabin.
Is there only one lake in Foon?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's called The Lake.
It's just called The Lake. Yeah, everything normally has such florid names. I'm surprised that it's just called... I guess if there's only one.
I'm sorry our geography disappoints you.
How many lakes do you have? Two?
We've got hundreds, of lakes.
Thousands of lakes.
Lake Erie, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake...
These sound like made-up names to me.
Arnie, name 100 more and take 1 second per lake. And with a little bit of math, we can figure out how many seconds that'll take.
The Great Salt Lake. Seconds. Yeah, 100 seconds. All right. I've
really
exhausted.
Counting.
What are some of the things that you guys did at the lake on your honeymoon?
We played with horns.
Played with horns. Oh, yeah. Made love many times. Did a little bit of light reading.
Mm-hmm.
What did you read?
I'm currently working my way through the Elven Dictionary.
Wow, just learning Elvish words. Do you want to learn to speak Elvish?
I believe so. I'd like to be an interpreter eventually.
Wow.
That's good work.
Bridging that divide between elves and goblins. Wow, that's really very, inspiring, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anything that I can do to help goblin-elf relations?
Probably not.
That's fair.
We have college students come all the time to Foon and think they could just mend something over a long weekend. But
no, sure, yeah. I mean, I think you've got my number 100%.
Stop staring at her horn.
Oh, it's just there's all like
is
clay. There's clay and milk.
It's not drying because of the milk, but this is really this would be ideal for me.
Okay, stop. You're like practically all right.
Just
off.
Relax. If it bothers you, just look away.
I'm starting to feel like the reason the goblins aren't allowed in here has nothing to do with you elves thinking you're evil. Like you, it's very kind of it's a very public display of like more than just affection. Okay,
we don't need to see all this.
I'm seeing. I know more than PDA. It's literally like there's penetration going on. Come on.
Well, I'm just going to watch. I decided.
Okay.
I'm done.
That's not as bad as I thought.
It didn't last that long. That's a good. That's a plus. So thank you so much, Inta and Nerf, for being on the podcast.
Oh,
it's been
you.
A real pleasure, for the most part, to learn about your culture.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us in here one day out of the week.
You know, I'll talk to Otak about that. That's
Can
really
you please?
That's really his. But, you know, I feel like I'm building a relationship with him and the Vermilion Minotaur, and this place is becoming a showcase for this podcast. So I think I
We have a name for that sort of thing in this world, Arnie. It's called... Synergy.
Synergy,
yes,
really?
Yes. When certain elements all come together and work together in such a way, it is synergy.
Wow, we have that word in my world.
Oh,
as
you
well.
Do? Yes,
yeah,
okay,
that's fantastic.
Arnie, if you miss the loving embrace of your one child, you're more than welcome to go underground and let my 17 feast off of your horn.
Oh,
anytime that, you would like.
I don't have a horn. I don't want to.
You don't have a horn. Oh, my God. This guy doesn't have a horn.
I would like to meet your children in a safe space at some point with you guys around. The way you said that, I just feel like they would not find my horn and they would just kill me, would just tear me apart.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds
oh,
about
good.
Right.
I was worried for a second as it came out of my mouth. I'm like, this sounds like an awful thing to say about someone's children, and I'm glad that you're cool with it.
No,
yes, I think you're a disgusting racist.
No, you're. I think you are the racist one. And in fact, that's a good segue into saying that, as always, I want to encourage people to email us here at magictavern@...
Was that a good segue?
That was a good segue.
All right, go ahead.
I want to encourage people to email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's the only email address I was able to get. It is real, I promise you. And email us and let us know whether you think I'm more racist or Usador is more racist.
Can I interrupt real quick? Just like I mentioned last episode, if anybody has any emails for me, because I did have access to Arnie's laptop, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That is chunt with six T's. Chunt with six T's. Email me pictures, thoughts, and I'll check it on Arnie's computer.
I don't know how you got a Gmail address. You're going to have to show me how you did that so I can get an email that I feel like anyone will respond to. But anyway, we did get a couple emails from listeners, which is very exciting. Let's see here. Here's one from Alex Eilhauer, who wrote, "Wizards in magical lands often seem to have multiple names. How does that happen? Like you're walking along and you meet a dwarf and he asks your name, and instead of saying Usador, you just make up a totally different name? Why do that?"
That's right.
"It can't be to hide your identity because you're telling us all your names on this podcast. Thanks, Alex Eilhauer," or as I am known in the Northeast, Alex Eilhauer.
Well, he said it. He's hit it spot on. When you meet a dwarf for the first time, you have to come up with your dwarvish name, mm-hmm. your elvish name. For they do have different languages, and it just flows better in their language. For if an elf is speaking and says, "Chingar, you believe TH, to be called Usador," it sounds very bizarre.
So now,
I understood
Inta,
most of
you,
that.
Yeah, you've been studying elvish. What did he just say in elvish?
He said, "How are you doing today, my fine man?"
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Say something, say, like, a test her knowledge of elvish. Say, like, something that you wouldn't expect a wizard to say.
Oh, something you wouldn't expect a wizard to say. How about, Shiloud, give the ale, chikapanyai, shling, shling, chong, chong.
Shankai, shantong, fashibalu, kafink, and slif, shantibalu.
Ah, finish lay.
Finish loo.
I changed my mind. I don't want to know what you're saying.
All right. That's fine. And
half of it was very racist to me.
Yeah, well, of course. About orcs, I'm imagining.
And to be fair, so that's why the name Fiang Yalik does flow more easily off the tongue in Elvish.
I see. We have another email from Rudra Banerjee.
Ooh, any relation to Synergy?
Yes, I think so. He writes, "My 3-year-old Alice was listening and was curious if Usador has any kids." This is a very child-centric episode. "Has any kids? Also, she said Chunt sounds nice and not a monster like that other guy." It's unclear if she means you or not. There's a lot to unpack in this email.
Yes, let's go through that again.
So Rudra says, "My 3-year-old Alice was listening and was curious if Usador has any kids." Usador, do you have any kids?
I do not have any children, no.
Okay.
Except for all the children of Foon. For every man, woman, and child is under my care, and it is my duty to protect them all from the evil thoughts and machinations of the Dark Lord.
Thank you.
Can I address all the kids that might be listening?
Sure. I hope there are none. I hope, Alice, I hope you're not listening.
Hey,
right
kids,
now.
Chunt here. Whenever you go to school or any sort of social setting,
oh, no.
If you can, if you're a big fan of Chunt, just scream Chunt on the top of your lungs.
No.
Look an adult in the eye and say, "Hey, Chunt," or possibly "Chunt's up with that." I guarantee you they'll put a smile on their face.
Oh, no. Please, if there are any, please, no children, listen to this podcast. I feel like learning about Foon is not for the weak of heart. It's for adults.
It's also very flattering to call someone a Chunt.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good. Yes.
Tip your hat and say, "Chunt."
Okay, and then he seems to suggest that I might be a monster. All right, so thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Inta and Nerf, for being here. And hopefully I'll see, since I live here now, I'll see you on Sundays when you come in. To the
and perhaps Wednesdays now.
And if you ever find yourself in the underground, please look us up.
Yeah, I absolutely will. I definitely want to see more dancing.
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Oh, look at him go. Yes.
Watch out. Now back up.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, he's done. His wife is putting a cape over him. Oh, wait. He's not.
Oh, no, he's not done.
He's not done. Whoa.
Ah. It seemed like he was so tired.
It seemed like he was done. He was worn out.
Yeah. And that's it.
We will now make love.
Can you believe none of that really happened? Well, it didn't. So discontinue your letters and emails. How would I even receive them in this bunker in space trapped outside of the flow of normal dimensional time? Or rather, my house on Earth, the only real place you need concern yourself with. Anyway, here are the human actor names which provide us with a sense of comfort and familiarity. Usador the Wizard was portrayed by perfectly ordinary human being Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger, as if such a thing could exist, was played by Adil Rafai. Inta and Nerf the Goblins were played by special guests Marla Caceres and Eddie Pina. Get a load of this. Arnie, Matt, Adil, Marla, and Eddie all perform together regularly in the IO Chicago improv show World News Tonight. Imagine being involved in a show with all those people where you were the only one who didn't also get to perform in their wondrous news mockery program. How alone and angry would you feel? Oh yes, and Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. Maybe Nick and I will get a drink later. Produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Do you like Facebook? No one does. But Hello from the Magic Tavern has a Facebook page with lots of evidence to prove that this show is not real. All of these fictionalized pretendings were brought to you by Cards Against Humanity with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Cards Against Humanity at cardsagainsthumanity.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.